It is time for Super Crosstalk, and Shidano is here, and do we have a love boat in the air?
Yeah. All right. So I gotta tell you guys a story that happened last night at Chase Center. So I'm walking through the concourse.
Draymond punched you?
No, not yet.
Oh.
So I'm walking through the concourse, and some guy walks up to me and goes, Ireland. I go, yeah. And he introduced, I wish I could remember his name so I could give him a shout out, but he says, I listen to ESPN LA every day. I love Mason and Ireland. I love Sedano and Cap. And I love the beef between you and Sedano.
Nice.
And I went, Sedano, do we have beef?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, we have like radio beef, which is not real beef.
Oh, no, this is...
I think sometimes it gets a little chippy during Super Crosstalk.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's because, look... It's
only like, when I get too serious or I talk about sports.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Ireland real beef. Me. I just brought up the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, good job. Good job. But I wanted to, I meant to mention this earlier, but yesterday I go to the Rams game, and the guy sitting next to me says, are you Steve Mason? I said, yes. He goes, you know, you're the one person I was looking for today at the stadium. I was looking everywhere, and I happened to be next to you.
Wow.
It was great, but a huge fan.
Cowboy
and
fan?
No, but his friend Chance, who lives in...
There were other people other than Cowboy fans there yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 65-35, I would say.
Oh, really?
65-35 Cowboys.
Yeah, 65-35 Cowboys.
I heard 90-10, and people who were sending me videos inside the stadium were like, look what's going on here.
People are foolish.
They're foolish? Or they can't count.
No, you know what? If you were to, you can selectively choose video that shows either side. There were a ton of Rams fans there, but I do think it was 65-35. And I'll say this for the Cowboys fans, very polite. There were not a lot of fights. Was not like the Bills, who were obnoxious. And frankly, the Bills fans were louder than the Cowboys fans. The Cowboys fans have this sort of weird, I've got a star, so I act like I've been there, even though I haven't been there in 30 years. They have that kind of vibe.
They're like
to them.
Raider fans. They think they've won the Super Bowl every year. Like I think about the Raiders. Hey,
although
you guys.
Although this year they might.
Hey, Sedano and Cap, settle an argument between Mason and I. Mm-hmm. So Mason overuses, in my opinion, the phrase must win. Mm. But he has declared that this Sunday's Rams-Panthers game.
I mean, come on. If you can't beat the Panthers, you're...
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, Sedano.
But he says, George, that it's a must win. And my response to that was, so the season is over. If they lose, they're just playing for fun if they lose. And Mason said, yes. I think that makes him a bad fan, giving up on his team six games into a 17-week season.
I am
going to
be there
season.
Every single
right, but you're
week,
giving up.
Win, lose, or draw. Well, I will stand on every third down for the defense.
But you're giving up.
Well, I'm being real. You got to be real with people.
Cap, is he a bad fan for giving up after week six?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a realist, and I agree with him.
You think it's a must-win game?
The Rams season is right now like circling down the toilet.
Yep.
And if they lose this next game against a team that just fired their coach, their season is over. By the way, their season might be over right now, but if they don't win this upcoming game, it's really, really over.
Right. And the real story here is that if they do, and they should beat Carolina, right? That you've got to beat Carolina.
I mean, even Baker Mayfield may not play. Like,
he's out.
He's out.
Darnold.
He's out. It is going to be Sam Darnold. This is the worst team on their schedule. This is the weakest team on their schedule that remain, except for maybe the Raiders. The weakest.
Hey!
The weakest team on their schedule that remains. And if they do win it, it means that they get San Francisco at SoFi the week after with first place on the line.
Don't they have a bye?
Ireland, Mason last week, I asked him, would he take an over-under of 10 on the Rams? And he wouldn't do it.
No.
I tried to bet him mythical money because he didn't believe they could win 11. So he was already starting to fade after, I believe, your initial prediction this season was like 12 or 13 wins or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think that this team, and just judging by the schedule.
They're not good.
We don't know what they are right now.
No, we know what they are.
They're bad right now.
Hold on. They're a team that right now is not good. They're 2-3.
Completely agree.
And their offensive line is in shambles.
Completely agree.
Their quarterback, by the way, even when the offensive line was healthy, wasn't playing all that great, I thought, either. Because he's been dealing with an elbow injury since last season, and they can't run the damn ball. So
they cannot run the ball. They're last in the league in rushing the football. There's no question, but we do have a supercomputer as a head coach, and there is a chance to figure this out.
Listen, I love Sean, but I, look, there's at some point when you do F them picks, it's going to come. You got to pay the piper at some point. That loan matures and comes due, you know, and that's where they're at.
But there's
came,
a big due way faster than anybody expected.
Say that again, Cappy.
Came due way faster than anybody expected.
Well, I, you know what? I don't. Maybe. I mean, here's the thing. They did draft an offense. Everybody's like, why didn't they draft offensive line? They drafted offensive line with their first pick in this draft, Logan Bruss, and he got busted up in his 40.
Third round.
That's their first pick. And he got hurt and is gone for the year. But they are. They have some makeshift offensive line.
Wouldn't you guys drive over to Andrew Whitworth's house and just stay there until he agreed to come back?
Well, I heard Keyshawn, there's a promo on the station running with Keyshawn saying you ran into him at dinner. And, like, he was telling him, man, you better go over there. And he was like, and he just
kind of
laughed it off.
Well, did you hear what happened with him and Mason?
I heard the tweet, right?
Yeah, I tweeted to Andrew Whitworth, are you available for the next couple of months? Sincerely, a Rams fan. And Whitworth tweeted back, Steve, appreciate the tweet. Always available for folks. I can tailgate, watch games, and drink, eat with the best of them. Just tell him where to get the tickets. Thanks. So
why would he come back to this mess?
No.
Give him the offer. He can't refuse, Cap. Everybody
what
has a price.
The salary cap makes
what are you, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, over there?
Yeah, everybody has a price. Yeah. $1 million is $1 million. I mean, come on.
I mean, to get yourself back into game shape now, probably take Andrew Whitworth. I'm going to take a guess here. 3-4 weeks at least?
Yeah. He's not coming back. I don't think he's coming back. And David Edwards got hurt again this week. I mean, I think what you've got to do is it's a week-to-week league. You've got to win Sunday. It is absolute must-win. You've got to get to 3-3 leading into San Francisco.
How many cliches did you just spit out?
As many as I could. Are there any that I missed?
Week-to-week was good.
It is a week-to-week league.
Right.
Yeah, and then what was the second one?
Must-win.
It's a must-win.
And then there was like something like, what was the third one? You did three back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, there. No, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, George. That's good. Using a lot of cliches all the time.
You could be a quarterback in the NFL with that.
Absolutely. No, I think, look, I agree with Cappy. I don't think it's a good team. I don't think they've been good in any of their four games. The one solace I take is three of the teams, Buffalo, the Niners, and yesterday were against top flight defenses.
Yeah.
On top of that, they've been playing a really tough schedule, but the schedule continues. That's why you got to beat the teams that are easy. You got to beat the team that just fired its head coach.
And by the way, listen, I, as much as I would say that they're not good right now and their record says so, I'd do that 100 times out of 100. Yep. What they did to win a Super Bowl. I don't care.
Yeah, right. That's right. You got your Super Bowl win. So you got your championship last year, and now you're going to pay for it for probably the next, I don't know, could be 4 or 5 years.
Well, I don't know about that long.
No, I don't know if it's going to be that long necessarily.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? You think that they'll win another Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, winning a Super Bowl is hard, so that shouldn't be the barometer, but yeah. I think they can be a playoff team again next year or something like that.
You know, the way I view it, Cappy, is that the idea is, and that, you know, as a season ticket holder, I just want to be in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you're in the...
Give yourself a chance.
As Les Snead says, if you're in the tournament, you got a chance. I just want to be in the tournament every year.
Well, they're going to have to rebuild the entire, at least 3/5 of the offensive line in the offseason. That is not happening during the regular season.
I still think we can go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the dream at this point.
But we're bad right now. There's no... In Ireland, have you come around to the fact that Sunday is must win?
No. Okay. Must win means if you lose, the season's over.
That is
you
exactly
have 10 weeks
that
left.
That is very literal, but yes.
That is
fair.
Exactly the position that we are in.
They're 2-4, Ireland, and they have to play the Rams, the Bucks, the Cardinals after that. Like,
well, they can't. The Rams can't play the Rams.
The Niners, Bucks.
I'm sorry, the Niners.
Cardinals.
Sorry,
the Rams can play
Bucks,
the Rams.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Rams after are going to beat the Rams.
Rams would beat the Rams. We'd get a win there.
You agree with me? You agree with me, Cap? Raiders shocked the world tonight in Kansas City?
No, but I'd love to see it. God, I would love to see it. It'd be so great.
If I were betting today, I mean, I wouldn't bet this game, but if I were betting, I'd bet the Raiders plus the points.
Oh, really? Raiders plus 7, right?
Yeah.
God, I'd love to see the Raiders pull this shocking upset. It would be great.
I thought you were going to say something else.
So, you know, what I was doing this weekend? I was following Cappy on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cappy, you went to Boise?
I was
in Boise. And were you at a college party? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, so my daughter goes to school there, and my other daughter flew in from New Orleans because she's down in school there, and then my other daughter came with me. And, yeah, we went to, like, frat parties, dude.
You and three college girls. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, no, and it was more than that, too, because then, you know, there were roommates and there were sorority sisters. It was me and, like, 10 college girls. But it was family weekend, so when I showed up at these frat parties...
Is this at Boise State?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't quite as creepy as you might expect because there were tons of other parents there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we were all creepy
together.
At the
frat parties?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
We always had, like, parents weekend where the moms and the dads and everybody came and showed up at the fraternity house for a thing. And I always thought, my mom always walked away saying, that place is filthy. Yeah. That place is filthy.
Your mom is right. I lived in a fraternity for 3 years. Your mother is correct.
We'll never go back to that house.
There was this one fraternity party, and they had this kid standing on the second floor, like out of his bedroom window.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a beer bong thing, you know?
Nice.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he had probably like 12 or 15 feet of hose. So the kids would throw their beers up to the kid in the window. He'd open them up, he'd pour them, and then the kids would be downstairs, you know, pounding these beers. So my daughters are like, Dad, you got to do this, man. You got to do this. I'm like, does anybody have, like, rubbing alcohol that I could put on the bottom of the tube? Like, I'm not putting my lips on that tube.
So you were afraid of doing a beer bong?
I was afraid of the germs that were at the end of the beer bong, yes.
Did you do beer bongs when you were in college?
Yes.
Sedano, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did everybody did them?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, Cappy. Is that why you sound a little under the weather?
No, it started last week. I was a little under the weather, but...
you sound a little down. Are you depressed?
Oh, no.
Are you depressed and down?
I hear some sinus congestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I started taking a Z-Pack on, like, Friday of last week.
Do you just randomly have Z-Packs laying around?
No. Good question. Very good question.
You know, they don't prescribe them as much as they used to anymore.
No.
You need
a
good doctor.
Yeah,
well, there's better, there's more effective stuff than Z-Packs.
Was it like a back alley Z-Pack that you picked up from some dealer?
Sort of, kind of. So, yes, I called a friend of mine who's a doctor, and I kind of described to him what was going on, and I said, what would you do? And he said, well, if it were me, I'd get on a Z-Pack immediately. And I said, well, do you mind calling in a prescription? He said, oh, no, I'll do you one better. I've got a Z-Pack here at my house. So then I get to his house, and in an envelope are like 6 pills, you know? And I'm like,
nothing shady about that. Come
right,
on.
And I said to him, I go, but wait a second.
They're not even in the little package container wrapping
exactly
thing?
Exactly my point.
The foil thing.
I'm saying, dude, wait a second. A Z-Pack should have like 2 pills here, like 4 pills here. And it 2 on the first day, 1 there every day thereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you do. He goes, do that. I said, but these aren't in like some kind of a protected thing. He's like, dude, come into my house. Look what I got going on here. He's a doctor, so he's got all kinds of stuff. You know, random Z-Packs just hanging out.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
So I don't know. That sounds shady. That sounds very sketchy.
It is a little sketchy. I will acknowledge that, Mace. One time, this same guy, he's a buddy of mine.
Is this a kind of doctor that would also do, like, you know, the butt injections with, like, cement, like that one lady?
Who gets butt injections of cement?
Yeah. You never seen that
story?
No,
what does that do?
Well, that's a rumor with Kim K. That
she gets cement in her butt?
That she's getting butt injections to keep that famous butt of hers.
Well, you don't say.
Alive.
You think it's all natural? Come on.
Lindsay, do you believe it? She swears.
Oh, no.
Let's be serious.
She definitely.
Johnny,
I mean, come on. Are you joking?
No. They put her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they put her on a lie detector. They did a whole episode on
this. Oh, man, because those things are so accurate. They even hold up in a court of law here.
Right. It's true. It's a good point. They don't even hold up in a court of law.
So,
there's no way she didn't augment her ass.
In 2017, here's from the Washington Post, fake Florida doctor who enhanced buttocks with cement caulking, gets 10 years for manslaughter.
Oh, wow.
Well,
somebody died.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Tens of dozens of people.
Lindsay, how did the Browns not win that game yesterday?
Because they don't want to win.
Oh, they don't want to?
No, the Chargers don't want to win either. They tried to get away.
Brandon Staley, I like his guts.
He's a dope.
Guts,
he's
but
a
boy,
dope.
He's like
he
asking
Thanks,
to get fired.
No, he's not a dope. He's very consistent. He won the game doing the exact same thing against Houston.
Yeah, but you don't go fourth and whatever it was to
well,
that
if you
situation.
Were up, if you're up
you
3 or 4, yeah,
Mason.
But not up 2.
The analytics are bull.
Not at that time. Not at that
point. Oh, now you're not an analytics
guy? Whoa, you just said analytics are bull. You're Mr. Analytics.
I don't believe in any of these football go for it on fourth down analytics. I don't know where these analytics are coming from. I don't know the source of them, but
I mean,
I'm telling you,
math.
It's screwed Brandon Staley more than it's helped him.
That's not true. He's converted 64% of them.
Right, but last year it cost him a trip to the playoffs, and yesterday it almost cost him a game.
But you're focusing on the Raider one. Sure, I get that because it was in a big spot. But the point is that overall, it's worked 64% of the time.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that.
I wouldn't
in
have
that
done it.
Scenario.
No way, no how.
Did you
trying
see
he had a 5% better chance to win the game? Had he done it?
Did you see Keenan Allen's tweet?
Loved it.
What the WTF are we doing?
Right. Well, there's a reason players aren't coaches.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, hey, Mace, just back to my doctor here for
yeah,
one quick
second.
Yeah,
let's get back to your back alley doctor.
Just want to say one thing. So a couple years ago, I had back problems. I know you're recently dealing with some back issues.
My back went out last week, yeah.
So I was having terrible back problems, sciatic pain, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I needed to get an epidural.
Yeah, I've had a few.
Wow, that's so you must have been bad.
Yeah, an epidural. George, I was not giving birth. I was just
had an epidural back in the day a couple times.
No, this was just for agonizing pain. So this same doctor who gave me the Z-Pack that was, you know, not in an actual package.
Did he have an epidural just hanging out at his house too? Or
not? You're going to love this. Not exactly at his house. But he said, do me a favor, meet me at the office at like 7 p.m. Oh, nobody will be there.
So you know what this is, Mace? Mace, remember 30 Rock? He's got Dr. Spaceman.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Leo Spaceman.
Dr.
Spaceman.
So this guy, so you go to his office at like 7 o'clock, he's going to give you an epidural?
Yeah, so he's going to hook me up, and there's nobody there. And by the way, this is a cosmetic surgery center. And he and I together, just the two of us in this office, no insurance, no money.
Did he put cement in your butt?
No cement, just epidural in my back. Wow. And did the trick
did
for
you
me.
Not? Did they not put you out for that?
No.
See, mm-hmm. When I got my epidural for my neck, they put me out.
When
they
you
gave
got
me the
your teeth cleaned, they put you out.
Right. When I get my teeth cleaned, I do
really?
Get the nitrous. Yeah. Yeah.
My college roommate was a dentist, so I introduced him to Mason, and he goes, do you think your buddy, the dentist, would put me under for a teeth cleaning? And I said, I'll ask him. And you go, well, if you really, it's like unnecessary, but yeah. And you were happy, right?
The gas man, we used to call him. Yeah, no, my doctor right now. You know why I do it? It's because it's kind of
a high.
Fun.
Yeah. Now, was it the laughing gas or just out?
Nitrous, so laughing
love
gas,
that
yeah.
Okay. That's totally so different than going out. Like,
right.
Going out is under anesthesia.
But
like
when I had
awake.
My epidural, I did go completely
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that case,
that was
yes.
like propofol or whatever they use. Yeah. What, Michael?
You know what we just did?
What?
We gave them a bonus minute.
Bonus minute.
Wow, it was very generous of you guys.
It's not like me, I know, but we did give you a bonus
minute. You know, I have got to immediately get to my car so I can listen to the majesty
to PTI?
And the stupidity. Yeah, to PTI. the magical stupidity of Shedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, getting ready for Dodgers-Padres tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you, real quick. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bing, bada, bing. Doo, bada, boom. Bee, bada, da. Bee, da, ba.
Boom, bada, bum. Ba-dum, boom, bum. Bing, even Ramona ba-da, did the drum there. The ba-dum, boom, bum.
I like that.
The other day.
Doo, da, da, dee, ba-da, ba. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, ba-da, ba.
Yeah, I don't know what crime I'm being accused of.
Not a crime.
Oh, it sounded like a crime to me.
Not a crime. A betrayal.
Oh, perhaps even worse than a crime.
No, I mean, a crime would be sending you to jail or something. We're not doing that. But Did you watch House of the Dragon yesterday?
I sure did.
Do you know how they did like petitions for the throne of that one land? I forget the name of the land at the moment.
Yes, I do. I'm familiar with what you're speaking of.
I feel like that tomorrow we will have petitions.
Yes, and there was also a scene where the guy who was making the most opinionated petition got his head sliced in half. Could be somebody
Spoiler
else on
alert,
this show.
Dude.
Hey, dude.
What
hey, dude.
The hell?
That could be somebody on this show tomorrow, man. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what was said on Friday, but the...
Oh, you
the,
know. You text oh, no. Lindsay, so you
oh,
know.
Oh, no, no. I did not listen, but I will tell you this right now. The name-calling. Whoa. The accusations. Wow. I am looking forward to tomorrow because, George, I don't know what was said exactly. The trolling, by the way, that's going on in the Circle of Trust.
The Circle of Trust has absolutely, I mean, you heard Casper Villa in tears.
You guys made my hype man, Casper Villa, you brought that man to an emotional moment on
we
Saturday.
We did, right? Right, Cappy? We did.
That's right. I wasn't here on Friday, right?
Well, the video took place on Saturday, mm-hmm. and if you watched the video, it was a reaction to... an action that you took. Nothing that we did.
Well, it all started with you guys on Friday with me not being here.
Now, is that your objection that you weren't here to defend yourself?
It's certainly a part of my objection, but I don't...
Well, you could have called in. You text Lindsay.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I did say I didn't know if he was texting me in response to the show or if it was in regards to a text I had sent hours earlier.
Why? What was the text that
you
I sent
just,
you on
you
Friday?
You just replied funny.
Yeah, I don't
funny.
Know what we were talking about.
I don't remember either because it was like 5 hours later. So I thought he could be responding to me from earlier or he could be listening to the show because it was right after I had said something about the whole scandal.
All I know is this. The accusations that have been flying in my direction, I will gladly, openly defend myself vigorously. Mm. And I look forward to tomorrow.
Will you have an attorney present or will you defend yourself?
I have thought long and hard about this, George. I did speak to Robert Shapiro earlier today.
You texted with him?
That's right. And I talked to Robert.
And the governor?
Well, the governor is busy right now. He's
dealing
with
some other
things.
Just in case he needs to pardon you in this scenario.
Well, I mean, is that what we're looking at here? I mean, again.
I mean you're the one that said crime. So, I mean, if we're doing crime.
I want to know what I've been accused of.
Okay.
I'm glad to. Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I cannot wait.
I mean, maybe the Honorable Clinton Yates will return to.
But I will say this: there will be a cross examination the other direction. I will tell you that right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Do you want to make any statements for now, just to hold everybody over, because people are like wondering, and they're going to hear us saying we're holding off till tomorrow, and be like, "What? I thought we were resolving this today."
No. And by the way, people are really mad about what you just said about House of the Dragon.
About what?
About House of the Dragon. So your jury of peers is not necessarily thrilled at that either, by the way.
Well, hey, listen, you know, you guys this weekend, you got under my skin. I know you guys wanted to do that. You did it. Beto, let me tell you something. Beto.
Oh, Beto.
I mean, my God.
What happened with
Beto? On a Saturday morning, he's out for a walk. I mean, it was supposed to be a run.
No, he was at the Long Beach Marathon.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He was walking. And him telling me that I stole something from the show? Oh, brother. Oh, we'll wait till tomorrow, but stole from the show? Really? That's what I did? That's what you guys are accusing me of?
I am not saying what you're being accused of. You will have the accusations in a formal statement tomorrow.
I will look forward to that.
Okay. Just letting you know.
I will look forward to that.
Yes, yes. Anything else you have to say about the Lord of Driftmark before we let you go? On this.
What have I already said?
You said something about the Lord of Driftmark, but the potential of the Lord of Driftmark as people are petitioning to be the Lord of Driftmark. So,
well, everybody can go watch.
You basically gave away something that people are not thrilled about.
Well, tough luck.
Crabby Cappy today on a Monday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
And I'm a little pissed at you, too, Sedano, just so
go
you
ahead.
Know.
Bring it.
Because here's what you did to me this weekend.
What did I do to you?
You sent out a tweet, okay, talking about how you're watching the Redeem team.
I did.
Okay? And I'm not going to have you watch something and then come on here and talk about it without being properly prepared.
Right.
So now I had to go watch a Redeem team.
And you loved it.
Freaking unbelievable.
It's one truly, of the... It is... Look, there's a lot of great basketball documentaries. Obviously, The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan one. I think the Reggie Miller one, 9 seconds or whatever, and the Garden or whatever is good. But this is right up there. This is really good.
So I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. Things that I did not know. So that's the first thing when I learned something that was
correct.
Really cool.
I learned a number of things in this documentary.
Yep. But I also, I walked away going, now I really get a better understanding of the LeBron-Kobe relationship, mm-hmm. which I don't think I really understood mm-hmm. Until watching this documentary. Mm-hmm. It was spectacular. Yeah. So on a Saturday night, while visiting my daughter at Boise State, when yeah. I got done with the frat parties, I went back yeah. to her place. I watched USC play.
Yeah,
I watched this documentary that we're talking about.
Did you watch
about.
Oregon State? And, you know, I mean, they were the late game, you know?
Oregon State was playing Stanford, right?
Yeah, it was a great game. I mean, Oregon State literally won with 12 seconds to go. It was crazy. On like a 60-yard touchdown or something.
Yeah, no, I didn't see much of that game.
But you were watching the Redeem team at that time.
Redeem team was unbelievable. Incredible. Just loved it. Really did. Yeah. And my daughter, who's at school at Tulane, sent me a message that she's in her class, and they're actually showing that as part of their class. It's called Sports as a Leadership Model is the name of the class, and they're showing the film in that class. So, again, if you don't send out that tweet, I probably don't watch it, which took right. up another hour and 40 minutes of my time this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
Nice work out of you.
Yeah.
God, it's great.
Dre, she tweets out, so we killed Slee for making us wait 3 hours. You are waiting an entire day? What the hell? The vice president of the Handsome Man community, excuse me, he's the one that had his coworkers, yeah, Love Boat, the other day on that video.
That was a great
says,
video.
I thought we were going to rip him today. What the bleep? WTF, LOL. No, tomorrow. You know why? Well, we need Christopher here as well.
Yeah, tomorrow's Live Imaging Tuesday, hashtag lit. And I want to be in studio looking at everybody face to face.
Right. This right. isn't just like a story that Slee was telling about going to a script club. This
no,
is
no.
like yeah, I
mean,
a
no,
real
no.
life
this,
matter.
Right. You guys are going to do this while I'm not there. I'm on a trip to go visit my daughters. You guys are going to rip me for however long
wait.
You did on Friday.
Wait.
And I'm going to be there. Look at me in the face, okay? That's I'm going to be face to face with you beautiful people.
Hold yeah. up. Wait a minute, though,
Let
sir.
Let me put some in it. Yeah.
No. Oh. No, we're not doing that. No. You decided to drop something when you weren't here and you knew you weren't going to be on
drop
the airwaves.
No,
what did I drop?
So,
what did
save
I drop?
These arguments.
And you also like teased it to us in the group chat.
Yep. So what you know what you were doing.
Just saying.
Don't be doing all
yeah,
that.
Right.
Don't do not be playing
you
the
know
victim
what you were
here,
doing?
Okay?
What you were doing? Showing some leg. That's what you were doing.
Ugly legs. But you know, you did it anyway.
Oh, damn. Oh, girl.
You were wearing Daisy Dukes.
Oh, girl, tomorrow, you and me, a leg off once and for all. That's it, girlfriend. That's it. You and me, a leg off.
I mean, you started with me, Cap, on the text thread. You came
well, you
at me.
Me
I was
after,
like,
you
I
told
know.
Me I did you dirty. I ain't do nobody no dirty.
I was like, you came at me when I was the one talking the least. And I was like, okay, Cap, I see you.
No, you went at Christopher
the hardest. There's no question about that. But
yeah, I got a real problem with Christopher.
Yeah.
A real problem with him.
And his emojis.
Yes, this will wait till tomorrow, face to face, people.
Is this going to impact Christopher's ride home tomorrow from Live Imaging
Tuesday? Oh, yeah,
Tuesday?
That's true. He may need
way.
To get like an Uber or something.
He's going to have to take the train home.
No. Well, listen, he can get my car with the goal of getting him to the train station. The question is, do we make it to the train station?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Sacco Adagian, in reference to your issues with Driftwood and the petitions for Driftwood. He says, at Scott Kaplan already lost the trial. FOH, no bueno on the spoiler. I demand a trial by combat.
I tend to agree.
There you go.
I do think there should be a trial by combat.
Okay.
And you think you'd win that?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I feel in my heart of hearts I'm going to win. And by the way, I'm one man by myself, Lindsay Baseball.
That's why I asked.
Because,
you
I mean, listen,
win that.
There are a couple of Circle of Trust community members that did have my back and did bring up some very interesting points to you guys. But of
dead
course,
meow five.
Of course,
he's
you
in
guys
your pocket.
Are,
that
you,
dead
you just,
meow five.
That could be you.
No, not dead meow. Dead meows. Dead meows. The opposite direction. Dead
really?
Meow's all over me. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Dead meow's furious with me.
I don't recall seeing anyone defending you,
oh,
Cap.
Oh, I saw one guy who, of course,
one
you
guy.
Didn't see it because.
The
Well, no, one, not millions, not billions. One, George.
Well, so you can't blame us for not seeing the one of all the yeah. other people who yeah. did nothing.
Just
yet.
Pile
good
on.
Good job, Dead Meow, for just, not for sticking with the team.
Hey, bad job, Dead Meow, for not being an independent thinker.
Yeah. By the way, I love how Grant in LA takes from your CappyCast merch store, and you have a shirt that's designed with Dean. He crossed it out and says, "I'm with Sedano." You can see that in the circle of trust. You can't get there anywhere else. Only there. Sedano Cap circle of trust.
Let me check that out.
That's funny.
Gotta get that one into production.
I like the new Hey King shirts with the Burger King logo.
Yeah. Those we like.
Those are good.
Cease and desist coming soon from someone. Just saying.
By the way, Crypto Ray says he would take Chris home if Cappy doesn't give him a ride.
Me too.
Crypto,
don't
Crypto
worry
Ray.
About it.
By the way, there's another one. Crypto
By
Ray.
By the way, shout out to the Circle of Trust real quick before we go to break. This is a real community that we have built, Scott Kaplan, with all the animosity aside for a moment. We have birthed something on this show that is kind of cool. Alex, the Crypto Ray parked, like he offered you to park to when you were going to go to the forum, right? He was said, you can park at my house. I live right there. I'll drive you to the forum. Crypto Ray took, and his wife, or his fiance, took him up on that offer, and Alex the Gardener took them to SoFi.
There's another one, Alex the Gardener. You guys, man, I'm keeping receipts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping
that
receipts.
That man offered to take you to the forum.
Yeah, now I'm keeping receipts.
Do you ever think, Cappy, that all these people that just agree with us are because we have a good point, and it's not because their inability to think for themselves?
No, I think that okay. everybody just decided to jump on because that's kind of what we do around here. We all pile on. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I think you guys, by the way, I love that you guys think this way, but you're giving me so much credit, and I appreciate it very, very much. But I'll tell you one word that really, really pissed me off, and it came from George Sedano. He called me a profiteer. No, that wasn't the word. George, what did you call me? You called me a specific name.
A profiteer.
Is that what it was? Profiteer. Wait till we go through the profits.
That's not even like a main issue, though.
No, I can't wait to hear real issues are.
I already figured out where it's going, and it's
yeah,
for good
it going?
Cause.
Let me
well,
hear
no, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All
but
right,
it,
tomorrow.
I just feel like that, it's still
that's sucks. That's a moot point.
Okay, I can't wait to. Hey, listen, I didn't go back and listen.
By the way,
to the podcast.
You know what a profiteer is, right?
Yes, but I don't think it applies here.
It's basically someone who sells stuff on the black market.
Oh well, that doesn't apply here.
Like we're joking that your CappyCast is the black market and this is the real market.
No. Well, and that's probably true too, but that's
the entire point.
Well,
yeah, like those guys that sell like the bootleg. Like when I was in Vegas and I was the night of the Bad Bunny concert, and some guys came up to me like all super sus looking, and he had like a shirt under his jacket, like, "Hey, you want to buy a Bad Bunny T-shirt?" Like
that's
that,
me.
Yeah, that was a profiteer.
That's me, really.
Yeah.
Why is that me?
I'm just saying that's what he's comparing you to.
Ah.
By the way,
happy to defend myself tomorrow, gladly.
Well, there was who was the person who tweeted us that said that Cappy's shirts are now on Santee Alley?
I think that might have been Dead Meow.
Dead Meow 5.
They might have been Dead Meow.
Dead Meow's all over me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Dead Meow. Santee Alley's funny. You should have laughed at that one. That was where the guy dumped his car the other day when we were doing that epic car chase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're available there, but if it's a good market, I'll put them there.
There you go. You see, this is who you are. You are a prophet. You're a man that is profit over everything. You're a capitalist at heart. That's what we're telling you.
The only problem is, and I'll tell you more tomorrow, how wrong you guys really are, and that's
okay,
the sad part.
If you give it to charity, that's fine too. But you got to pay for some. You got to pay for some of it, don't you?
Tomorrow, George, to be continued.
Okay. And nonetheless, that's not what you're being tried for.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know what it is I'm being tried for.
And you'll learn tomorrow. Those aren't the sins you've committed against the family.
Don't even know.
No, I guess I don't.
Yeah, and you will find out mañana. We're way over the break, so anyway.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Art LeBeau. 97 years old.
What a life.
A World War II veteran. Moved to L.A. as a young man from Salt Lake. Armenian-American. Grew up during the Depression and really, honestly, helped unite a city. With his, you know, ability to play R&B at a time when R&B was like, it wasn't even called R&B. I don't even feel like back then. And then obviously rock as well, but, united the city regardless of your background, whether you were black, white, Latino, you know, Armenian, Persian, whatever, it didn't matter. Like he united a city in a way, that only a true professional like him could.
Well, I'd be lying to you if I knew, if I told you that I was, you know, a fan or a listener or even really understood the impact. All I'll say is this, 97 years old is an incredible life. And if you get to 97 years old, man, you are blessed. And to hear what you just said, George, to hear about all the things that Art LeBeau did. Because I remember several months ago, Beto was in for you one day, and he mentioned Art LeBeau. And I was like, nah, I don't know his work at all. And he's like, man, know your audience. Know your audience. I'm like, hey, bro. You know, you grow up someplace, you can't help where you grew up. So, you know, I just didn't know it. Nonetheless, 97 years old, amazing, incredible life. So yeah, rest in peace, sure. Art LeBeau.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible stuff, that he was able, and it goes to show you the power of audio really in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? Like it's the most intimate of all the mediums. Now I think social media has also helped people become more intimate with their audiences in ways that they couldn't previously.
Or unintimate. Unintimate after this past weekend, after all these trolls came running looking for me. What's up with you people? Thank goodness I got Alan Sleeve's Murphy bet. He says, I'm with Team Kaplan here. Yeah. All these accusations will be for naught. Another old white guy escaping charges, this time legitimately. You tell him! Murphy bed.
Well, that guy is like the guy who wants to just like go the other way just to be different. You know?
Okay, Raul.
You tell him Murphy bed.
Yeah, that guy. Okay.
He will go by Raul from now on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yep. Raul.
Well, you tell him Murphy.
It. Yeah. Grant in LA wants to know which segment does Cappy find out his tequila has been stolen?
Wow.
I want to tune in for that.
Yeah, I received those photographs from you guys the other day telling me that.
Yeah. Ramona happily took it. Ramona did help too. Ramona should maybe be a part of this tomorrow too, because Ramona did call you. She said you had too much chutzpah, and she told me to make sure I said like that chutzpah. Mm-hmm. And she called you Mishigas.
Mm, little Mishigas, huh?
Yeah, little Mishigas. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we came to find out means you're full of
beans.
Well, yeah. As you guys know, I do get full of those things, and then I have problems. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it actually is fairly accurate. Makes sense now.
People who would like to know if I've started the rectangle of trust for the CappyCast, I have not yet. It's a good idea.
Wow.
The rectangle of trust is quite a solid concept. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much for that idea.
Square, to be honest with you.
You know, thank you so much for that idea. That's not a bad concept.
Triangle. That fits you more. Mm-hmm.
Triangle? What was triangle?
Bizarre love triangle is what you've got.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Should play that song next segment. All right, let's talk about. Now you said the Rams are toast. Is that your exact quote?
That is my quote. Listen, people are already like on me. They're like, dude, come on, save your hate for the Chargers. Look, I said this from the very first week of the season.
By the way, I love how that's your brand, by the way.
I know, right? Right? Yeah. I got a shirt for it, too, by the way, called the Charger Hater Club. You should get one, George. Anyway.
I want the one that says, I'm with Sedano. I think that one's good. I like that one.
Well, you're going to have to make that one, and I'll show you how to do it. It's pretty easy. But I said this after the first week with the Rams. My feeling with the Rams is that everybody kind of won the Super Bowl and then went Hollywood. And what I mean by going Hollywood is that there was a satisfaction. See, the thing is, you can never be satisfied. Winning a Super Bowl on your home field is an incredible thing. But it doesn't end there. That's when you've got the taste and you want more. And I just feel like everybody got satisfied. And listen, these guys had to have known coming into the season the O-line wasn't good. Nobody would have projected the injury issues. But how long can Matthew Stafford withstand these kinds of beatdowns? I know he's a tough guy, but he's an older tough guy now.
Yeah, he's getting crushed.
Killed.
There's no way he is not like in massive pain today. Like just like, if I were him, I would not even get out of bed today.
Right. I mean, does he have one of those like ice bath things at his house where he could just soak all day in an ice bath?
Like an Epsom salt?
No, I was thinking more like what are those? There's like ice baths that people have now. I mean, rich people, like I'm sure Stafford.
You mean
does.
Like, well, no, right. Like just an ice bath, like a regular old ice bath?
The cryotherapy?
No, I don't mean
cryotherapy is too fast. You mean just like an ice bath?
Yeah, I'm not talking about like you fill your bathtub with cold water and then dump ice in it. I'm talking about one of these like regulated, freezing cold kind of bathtubs that people now have. I don't, but I know a couple people that do. Nonetheless. Yeah.
Is that your doctor, the one who was giving you, you know, non-bottled or packaged pills?
Yes. No, he doesn't have one of those, but he probably should. I mean.
Did you ever do the Epsom salt, though? Did your parents ever make you do that when you sprained an ankle or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Got some of that nearby, as a matter of fact. My nearby bathtub. But what I'm saying to you is that Matthew Stafford is known as a tough guy.
Yeah.
And we all understand why that is, because when you're playing for the Detroit Lions and you're getting killed every game and you're staying in there, you're tough, man. You can take a beat down. You got a high pain tolerance. But as you get a bit older and as losses mount, how much more pain can you take? Because the weeks after week, 7 sacks, 5 sacks, pressures, hits, etc. How much can he take?
I don't know how much more he can withstand. And there, you know, I mean, Sean McVay after the game was pleading with, we need to help Matthew Stafford. Like those were the lines that he used. I'm not like exaggerating. That's not hyperbole. He literally said the words, we need to help Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Because he's getting destroyed out there.
Crushed. I mean, killed. And so when I say that the Rams are toast, here's what I mean. On offense, we all understand they've got a quarterback who's getting older, who's getting beaten up. They've got an offensive line that can't protect and can't run block. Yeah. They've got no running backs that can change games, okay? Nope. They've got one weapon on offense right now, and that's Cooper Kupp. That's it.
By the way, great 75-yard touchdown run.
Insane. Here. What a play. What a catch and what a run. Yeah. But that's what they've got right now.
That's
kind of it. And so, you know, listen, I know that if you're the Rams right now and you're hearing me say this, we're not satisfied. What do you know? I don't know anything.
Yeah, what do you know?
I'm giving you my perception that this organization looked kind of satisfied. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that. I just think that they just had to pay the piper. That's just it. Like, I just think you just had to pay the piper. Like, F them picks is great, and then you win the Super Bowl, and it's all worth it. But eventually, the loan matures, and this is where they're at right now. So, all right, coming up next, Cappy, you and I are going to get into the Dodgers and Padres. And if you thought the tomorrow's allegations were interesting, there were people asking you about your potential allegiances in this series as well. So we need to dissect that, perhaps, on the other side, or maybe a little later even. Perhaps, but we'll get to all that. We'll get to the Dodgers. We'll get to the Padres. And if you're the Dodger fans, like you need to, I'm going to tell you, you need to kind of just take a breath because the assumption is this is going to be easy. And I don't know if it's going to be that easy. I'll explain what that means because history says something else. Oh, yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I never know.
Yeah.
Don't bound like a twister. I was born to walk alone. Wow, wow.
Did you say a twister?
Wow.
And that, well, what's the word?
A drifter.
Drifter, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I make up a lot of words, you know.
I was
when it comes
just
to songs,
gonna say,
you know?
A twister doesn't walk alone. I mean, I guess it technically does, but it doesn't even walk, I don't think.
Like a drifter, twister. You know, I make up a lot of words when I don't know words of songs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't this the video where
Tawny Catane.
Tawny Catane. It wasn't, gosh, who was she? She was married to
Chuck
an
Finley.
Angel.
Chuck
pitcher.
Finley, yeah.
Yeah.
Indians.
Yeah.
For a minute.
For a minute, mm-hmm. Yes.
Bing.
Well, he played for them in the playoffs, and I remember everybody like taunting him and teasing him with Tawny Catane.
Tawny Catane, yeah. Photos, mm-hmm. In the outfield. I do remember that. Yes.
Old school.
By the way, today is also 1979. Fleetwood Mac got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So,
how do you like that?
By the way, I love that the new commercial that's got the Fleetwood Mac song all over the place. I don't even know what the product is. But it's there. I hear it all the time, and I'm like, oh, I love that song.
It's not the dude who's cruising on the TikTok with the cranberry juice and the skateboard. Not that.
No.
That was like 2 years ago, Cap.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, I don't know if George didn't know what product it was, and maybe he's getting it confused with
that
TikTok.
No, you're thinking of. Oh, I remember that. That not the same song. This one is everywhere. The song Everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a Chevy commercial is what I'm looking it up here.
I'm telling you, dude, I saw Stevie Nicks last weekend, 74 years old, and still sounds... speaking of 2 years old, you ready for this, Lindsay?
Phenomenal.
No. Amazeballs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We told you that you were retiring, remember?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I still
you
use
agreed
it.
To retire it.
I did?
Yeah. You did, like a month ago, 2 months ago.
I don't remember that. I still like it.
By the way, Cappy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I was, I told you a couple weeks ago, I was at the Elbow Room in Hollywood, and I was there. I took the kids. I was waiting for my wife to get out of work, and
you
I took
said
the kids.
Best pizza you've had.
Best pizza I've had in LA. It really was incredible. I couldn't believe how good it was. And we were there and hanging out, and, you know, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is right around there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, because it's on Cahuenga, just, you know, a few, maybe 100 feet, from Hollywood Boulevard. So when I was walking, I parked like around the corner, and I was coming down Hollywood Boulevard to get to Cahuenga and go to the Elbow Room. And I noticed there's some, you know, there's some blank Hollywood stars there. You know, I think if we figure some stuff out, maybe that we can get a little Sedano and Cap star there, you know, somewhere in like Hollywood Boulevard.
I would like that very much. I mean, I'm the kind of person that desperately wants to be there.
I know.
You know?
There's the song, Everywhere.
Nice.
It's a great song. Crank it up.
Do you have to pay for that?
Yeah, there's like a $50,000 thing.
That's a lot of t-shirts to sell, George.
We'll see after tomorrow. Do you know this song, I presume?
I do, of course.
Here we go.
Oh.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Oh, I would have screwed those lyrics up, too.
I want to be with you everywhere. How hard is that?
Yeah, I was going to go with, I want to be with you again. See, I would have screwed that part of it up.
Ow.
Yeah. I know I'm usually like 70%.
70% of like the actual lyrics
is
what you're saying?
Yeah. I usually get about 70% of them right.
Yeah. It's a
good
song.
And then I make the other 30% up.
I know nothing about Chevys. I've never owned a Chevy, but I like the commercial. I'll tell you that.
If they have an electric one, you might be interested.
I mean, I'm good with mine currently, but, you know, I would be. I'm always interested in seeing new products. Nonetheless, Cappy, the Padres-Dodgers. Yeah. Now, Lindsay, you've got some interesting stats on the Padres and Dodgers because you found this really interesting article about, historically, teams that have had lopsided series victories in the regular season against one team. It doesn't always bode the same way in the postseason, right?
Yes, because when we were talking earlier, I said, you know, everyone thinks that this, you know, everyone wanted the Dodgers to play the Padres because they think, oh, we swept them, we kicked their asses in the regular season.
They did, 14 of 19.
Yep. And they're like, oh, this would be a cakewalk. But
I said to you, I feel like that's not always the case in the postseason, that it means nothing. And you're like, I'd like to see some info behind that. So did some digging. And FanGraphs, of course, which is phenomenal
when it comes like to great baseball nerd site.
Baseball nerd site. They did a study where they took the 25 most lopsided regular season matchup of teams that went on to face each other in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What they found was three of the four teams that were dominated the most by their opponents in the regular season emerged victorious.
Including one Dodger team, right? Mm-hmm.
1988 Dodgers.
Against the Mets,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, basically, and I tweeted it out because, I found it fascinating. So you can see the breakdowns there. But basically, the study says we conclusively can't say that there won't ever be individual cases where a head-to-head record matters. But on the macro level, there are probably a lot of things that are a lot more important in the vast majority of cases. So basically, the study showed that your regular season head-to-head matchup with opponents does not matter at all in
the
playoffs.
But going into this series, I mean, everything on paper, every statistic, every piece of data that you'll find says that the Dodgers will win the series.
Will they win it
3-2? Will they win it 3-0?
3-1.
Will they win it 4-1? 3-1? The bottom line is every number says the Dodgers will win because the Dodgers, through this run that they've been on the last 10 years, but in particular the last two or three, they've owned the Padres. The Padres have tried everything to become competitive with the Dodgers. And even when they went out and made that trade for Juan Soto and everybody in San Diego celebrated like they just want to walk off with a grand slam in Game 7 of the World Series, it did not turn out that way. I would say that if you're San Diego right now, what you're hoping for is you've been hot the last, call it, 3 weeks or so. And the Dodgers haven't really played a meaningful game in probably 3-4 weeks, and they've been off. So, you know, you're coming in with all this momentum, but the Dodgers maybe are really well rested and so confident. Why shouldn't they be? They have owned the Padres.
They have. I mean, they have for a long time, but specifically this season, it's been, and even in the close games, like, they've been able to win. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the part of the thing that I think gives them the most confidence. But it will be fascinating because it is the law, as you pointed out, of the hot team in sports sometimes is the team that ends up winning, right? And we've seen that trend more so, I think, recently than historically. But, man, this Dodger team, they're just a juggernaut. But the question now I think everyone else has, Cappy, beyond just like, hey, you know, like, is there a thing that we should be worried about with this Padres team? Look, their starting pitching is very good. Including, you know, they go four deep. The Dodgers also go four deep, in my opinion. Four deep that are to be reckoned with.
Could have been a lot deeper for the Dodgers if it wasn't for all the injuries.
Could have been. But the question I think people are asking, and we can address this on the other side, is where do you lie on this, Cappy? Are you going to
be... Is that really the question that people are asking, really?
People were asking. I saw you responding even yesterday.
Well, there was something last night about where the games were being aired, and people were asking me, like, yo, it's super sus that you're tweeting about this, and I'm like, actually, it's not even remotely sus, and if you want to know why, I'm happy to share with you why, but people don't want the answers, they just want to say things on Twitter, that's all.
Wow, you're very defensive today.
No, I think I'm going to do what Lindsay did for a while. Yeah. I think I may just, like, get off Twitter for, like, a month and see how I feel.
Okay.
Kind of the way I took a break from weed for a month. I may get off Twitter.
You know what? I think you might be a little ornery because you're off the weed.
Perhaps.
I was going to say, Cap, like, I feel like you're very, what's the word? Like, passive aggressive today.
Ornery. You're ornery. You're crabby Cappy.
Yeah, maybe
and
not
I think
even,
it's the weed.
Yeah, yeah. Mason went through the same thing, though.
Oh, Mason went through it way worse
than
this.
Yeah, he said that he was in a bad mood all the time for, like, you know, however long it was that he was off the weed.
Oh, wow.
How about we just give you a little CBD gummy or something?
No, I don't want that. I want the real stuff. I don't want CBD.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I want the real deal.
Yeah.
I want the pixie dust.
Hey, now.
Whoa.
All right, so people want to know what side you're on, Cappy. Are you a Padre? Are you a Dodger? We'll discuss next.